This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is new Indiana quarterback Curtis Rohr coming in from Ohio University, the Bobcats over in Athens, where he spent 5 years, 2022 MAC Offensive Player of the Year as well. Curtis, welcome to Bloomington. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So one of the big things with early signing day was you coming in. Why did you choose IU? Coach Cignetti said it was either IU or prepare for the NFL draft. What made you choose the Hoosiers?
I think there's a variety of reasons, but I think it sets me up best for, the draft next year. That was ultimately the goal of how can I set myself up best for the next couple of years. But what really drew me to IU was the staff and the vision and the goals that they had in mind. And that was really key for me. They came in and the first thing they said is that they're winners and they're going to win. And they weren't planning on losing this year. And they've proven that with who they brought in, retained, and all that. And so I just like where their head's at, where they're planning to go.
With their offense, Coach Sinceri, Coach Shanahan, and Coach Cignetti all have a history of developing really good quarterbacks in college. Mm-hmm. What excites you about their system, their coaching style? What makes that click for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I met with both Coach Shanahan and Coach Sincero and did some film, and it's a very NFL-like offense. You know, they try to accomplish a lot of, great in-depth things, stuff that I'm not as much familiar with, but that's the most important thing is they've had that much success because they're using the NFL-like offenses. And I think that's the way you got to go. I mean, you look at their resumes of the coaching staff. They work with some great people, work with some great quarterbacks. And like you said, they've had a great track record. So it's exciting to go into a program that has that much success.
Big 2022 season, kind of dealt with injuries in 2023. How are you fighting through those and where's your health at?
Yeah, I'm good. I wore the brace as precaution, but I was good to go at 8 months. I was feeling really strong. Right now I'm feeling even better, feeling like I was best shape since that 2022 season. And I'm just ready to get after it, get in the strength, get in the weight room with Coach Derek, and get after it.
You got a couple months till spring ball. Mm-hmm. Getting in the weight room is important. What else do you need to do with this team to get into spring practice to compete with Taven, who started a couple games at IU, and Brock Lowry, and maybe be that bridge to some of these younger guys?
Yeah, they got some great young quarterbacks there, and they've had some game experience, and so hopefully I'm able to bring my leadership. That's my goal going in, not just the quarterback room, but everybody else. It's going to be. The nice thing about it is a lot of people that, it's the first time at IU, first time with the staff. And so they're kind of learning, we're learning together. And I think that's good. You're not like an outsider, you're all working together. And the more we work together at the beginning to kind of get familiar with everything, the more we'll be together and in touch and ready to, work and compete together when spring ball hits.
Your brother, Nathan, also played college ball at Ohio, playing in the mm-hmm. NFL. What lessons do you take from him that you could carry on, at IU and you have carried on through your career at Ohio?
Yeah, I mean, Nathan's been a huge role model in my life. I looked up to him in a lot of different ways. He's been one of the guys that have gone through a lot of adversity in getting to his dream. His dream is to play NFL like mine. But his path was a lot different, but he continued to always keep working. And I admire that a lot. I mean, if you look through his journey to get where he's at today, it's all over the place. But He was so determined and dealt with that adversity so well. And that's one of the things that I look up to and I take from it and try to apply it, especially last year with my injury.
Coach Cignetti said multiple times yesterday that you're a guy that knows how to play the quarterback position, and not all quarterbacks know how to play the position as well as some others. But, you know, he threw out names like Philip Rivers, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those guys knew how to play quarterback. And as a Jets fan, it really bothered me that Tom Brady knew how to play quarterback so well. But what does that statement mean to you? What does it mean to you that you're a guy who knows the position, who could get you out of plays and get you into plays that could be successful? What goes into that?
Yeah, I mean, means the world to get, you know, high praise like that from the type of coach that Coach Cignetti is. That means a lot. You know, I think being able to come in and having 4 seasons of where I started is huge, and that experience is really important. I'm hoping that I'll continue to bring that to IU and have my experience be able to elevate the offense and bring the offense together and ultimately win games, because that's what Coach Cignetti brought us all in to do. I think we're gonna have a good season.
You have Miles Cross joining you from Ohio. Mm-hmm. What does he bring to the table as a wide receiver? Played a lot of ball with him. Mm-hmm. You know, what does he bring to this team? And then how, with you two on the same page, how can you get the rest of the guys on the same page?
Yeah, Miles is awesome. He's one of the best hands catchers I know. He runs a crisp route, any ball in his direction, he gets his hands on. And he can sometimes blow you away with speed, too. Coach Cignetti reached out to me about him and asked about him, and I had nothing but positive things to say about him. And so I'm excited. He's ready to work, just like I am. And so I'm excited to be able to continue to throw the ball to him. I've been in contact with a couple other receivers, obviously. Donovan, who's, you know, a huge pickup. Retention, as well as Keyshawn and a couple other receivers that just transferred in as well. And I think the first thing we got to do is get together, kind of, understand each other, get to know each other, both on and off the field, and be able to build that kind of chemistry so that when fall comes, we'll be ready to go.
Donovan's a big guy. He's made a lot of spectacular catches, a lot of catches with guys draped all over him. As a quarterback, how comfortable or how much of a safety net is it to have a guy like that who maybe if you're under pressure could throw it up to and trust that he can make that 50-50 ball almost a 70-30 or 80-20 ball?
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. Having an athlete that like that on the outside to just throw the ball up and you know, go say, go be better than the defender. I mean, it makes my job and quarterback's job a lot easier. And so I'm excited to be able to, first of all, meet him, not just on an official visit, but meet him and get to know him and be able to just let him know that we throw the ball to him a lot and he's going to make some plays.
You're transferring from a group of five school to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You know, what excites you about it? What are you not really nervous about, but what are you kind of nervous, excited about to get into Big Ten play with and see how your game translates?
Yeah. This whole move is very exciting. We at Ohio, we played against Penn State, Iowa State, Northwestern, those big schools. And that was just exciting to go to play at the big stadiums, play against a good competition. And it was more excitement rather than nerves. The big thing for me is I'm just hoping to get there, get comfortable, be able to, get in a routine, get going and get, throwing with some guys. Nothing about this has been nerve wracking. It's just really exciting. And I'm ready to, get acclimated and get going with the new program. It's going to be fun.
All right. Final question, Curtis. What has surprised you most about coming to Indiana? The history of IU football hasn't been the greatest. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of connotations that the facilities stink, that there's no expectation. What has surprised you the most about coming to the Hoosiers?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the facilities. Some people say the facilities stink. To me, they're the best things I've ever seen. coming from obviously Group of Five, resources aren't as high, and so when I came here, and Miles can agree that it was amazing to see all that they had offered. But I think the biggest thing is that there's a vision that's going on starting from Coach Spinetti to win and not only win a couple games but make a bowl game and win that bowl game. And so I think we have a good opportunity to do that. Good, the pieces have come together, and you know the vision is being set, and we just have to apply that and be able to work together and get to that point.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Curtis. Good luck with football. Good luck with apartment hunting as well. And have a happy New Year, have a Merry Christmas, and all that stuff. So thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
All right, thanks. That's Curtis Rourke, newest Indiana quarterback. You can follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle. You can also find Curtis on Twitter as well. Again, Curtis, best of luck. Thank you for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.